We've been faithful, we've been kind. All the promises you gave us, we can say you've been faithful. Lord, you crowned the year with your goodness, and we pray and plead that your path will drop fatness for us. Every and anything that remains to be perfected, completed, accomplished. Here we are, trusting you once again. Give us another year of praise, of service, of progress, and lift us all up where we belong. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Our message is titled Limit the Limits. Limit the Limits. And on the screen, you see that image there. Two words there. One is cancelled. Can't and can. And you ask yourself, which of these words is the most difficult to spell? And which of these two words is the most difficult to write? Which of these words is the easiest to write? And which of these words is the easiest of the two to pronounce? And the Lord doesn't want us, as we enter the new year, to be bogged down by limits. He wants to change our language from can't. He wants to change that language from can't. You will no longer say en osa. You will change that language to osan. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Many a time when we say I can't, we actually means I won't. I won't. But with God, you can never say I can't, because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Limits the limits. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 26. Our verse is 13. To Proverbs 26, our verse there is 13. We are told, the slothful man, that's another word for lazy, sluggard, sluggish. The slothful man says, there is a lion in the way. He hasn't been to the way to see the lion, but I assume there is a lion in the way. I can't go. There is a lion in the way. A lion is in the street. It's all imagination. It's in the mind. The slothful man says, there is a lion in the way. I can't. There is a lion in the street. The Lord doesn't want us to behave like the children of Israel. They were crossing over from that land of slavery and bondage to the promised land, the land of the promised rest, the land the Lord said was going to flow with milk and honey. But instead of focusing on the promised land and the promised rest, many of them were so bogged down by the limits, by the hindrances, by the opposition, by the impediments on the way. But God doesn't want us to follow that example as we enter the new year. And as we journey to, and we journey through the year of divine restoration we heard so much about early on, the Lord does not want us to be preoccupied, to be bogged down, to be terrified by the limitations and the limits along the way. What he wants us to do is to have faith, unflinching faith in his awesome power and his presence with us. I am not alone. He is with me. He is gone ahead of me. He is going with me. And there is nothing to fear. And Cranfield tells us that we shouldn't worry about failures. Rather, what we should be concerned about is the chances we miss when we say there is a lion in the way. I can't try anymore. I tried and I failed. It was a terrifying experience. I don't want to put myself through that experience anymore. The chances we miss when we don't even try. Limits the limits. In our first point of discussion, we look at the tendency, human nature, the tendency to magnify problems above God. The tendency to say there's a lion in the way. I can't. Exodus. The chapter is 4. And just for background, you know, the Lord had called Moses and he had given him that assignment. Moses felt so inadequate. And God will not give you something that he will not underemploy you. He will give you a dream, a project, something bigger than yourself that you will feel so inadequate to accomplish. But it is not your ability the Lord is looking for. It is just your availability and your appreciation of the fact that God, who is sufficient for this? I can't do this without your help. I need your grace. Verse 10, and Moses said unto the Lord, oh, my Lord, the Lord has called him. My presence will go with you. Moses said unto the Lord, oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent. Moses, limit the limit. I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, in the past and now. No, since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, and then he's bringing the limits. He has already said, I'm not eloquent. And then he says, I am of slow speech. On top of that, I'm also of a slow tongue. There is a lion in the way. There is a limitation. But the Lord said unto him, who has made man's mouth? Moses, why are you magnifying problems above me? Why are you magnifying inadequacies above me? Who has made man's mouth? Or who maketh a dumb or deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have I not the Lord? Now therefore, go. And the Lord is saying, go into the year. Go for that project. Go for that assignment. Go for that dream. Go. And he will not leave you alone. He says, I will be with thy mouth, and I am going to teach you what thou shalt say. Limit the limit, Moses. Go, and I'm going with you. And then the man was still magnifying the problems. Verse 13, and he said, oh Lord, my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of God, of the Lord, was kindled against Moses. When we magnify problems above God, God gets angry. When we blow out limitations out of proportion, God gets angry. When we reduce his power and focus on the problem, God gets angry. And he said, it's not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. It wasn't God's original plan to give Aaron to Moses. But when he overdramatized, when he so magnified the limitations, God brought Aaron into the picture. And look at the challenges that Moses faced as a result of the presence of Aaron along the way. Limit the limits. Limit the limits. As you go through 2024, take that can't, cancel it, and change it to can. I can do all things. Whatever challenge, whatever difficulty, whatever seeming mountain, whatever, you know, imagined lion in the way, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he will. Let's look at chapter 14 now of the same Exodus, chapter 14. Exodus 14, our verse is 4. Exodus 14, the verse is 4. And the Lord was leading his people after all the, you know, drama and the limitations, and Moses now going, they set out on the journey. As we are setting out on the journey. And then the Lord said, I will harden Pharaoh's hearts, that he shall follow after them, and I will be honored upon Pharaoh. Some of the limitations we will go through, they are just for God's glory. I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Yes, I am sending you to the promised land, but don't focus on the limits and the limitations, because I will be honored even in those limitations. And then in verse 8, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. Why didn't God prevent him from doing so? He could. And he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. That limitation brought out the power of God, the high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping them by the sea beside Pihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. That was a limitation. Not imagined, but real. And they were so afraid. Fear not. Fear not. The Lord is going with you. Whatever betides, fear not. They were so afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. When fear comes, cry to the Lord. That's how to manage fear. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians? Ah, that is a lie. That is a lie. They were crying, and the Lord said, he has heard their cry. He has seen their tears, and he had come down to deliver them. When we hack so much on the limitations, we tend even to tell untruths. Now listen, for it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians, really, than that we should die in the wilderness. Limitations and limits. May they not be your focus. Verse 15. And the Lord said unto Moses, why criest thou unto me, Moses? Why are you crying? Speak unto the children of Israel. They shouldn't mind the limits and the limitation. Go forward. Go forward. I tried before, it didn't work. Go forward. Go forward. And because of this, and because of that, and because the thousand reasons, go forward. And we will go forward. But lift up thy rod, stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians that they shall follow them, and I will get me honor. I will get me honor. Now, you see the wonderful testimonies we shared tonight. They all came out of difficult situations and circumstances. The Lord gave us tests. He gave us trials. But here we are with our testimonies. I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And then he says, and the Egyptians shall know, they shall know, they shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, upon his horsemen. Now look at the number of times the Lord told us in this passage, I will be honored, 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 honored. Let the will of God be done. Let the will of God be done. Let every experience you go through be to God's glory and honor. In Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, our verse is 30. Luke chapter 1, the verse is 30. And the angel said unto her, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. May you find favor with God in 2024. Thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. The first thing that came to Mary's mind was the limit. Was the limit. And then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? This is impossible. Limit the limits. Limit the limit. He will do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think, because his power is with us, resident in us, and will continue with us, will journey with us through the year. John chapter 11, our verse is 32. John 11, verse 32. Then Mary was come where Jesus was. This was, you know, the aftermath of the death of their beloved brother Lazarus. And, you know, they had appealed to Christ. Our brother Lazarus is sick. And the Bible says that the Lord Jesus deliberately delayed his going to Martha and Mary's place, because, you know, the testimony wouldn't have been so spectacular. And the Lord would therefore wait to be gracious to us. When it seems and a situation seems to be getting out of hand, it's not because God doesn't care. Tarry. Keep faith. Limit those limitations. He will be honored. The testimony has to mature. Then Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, and she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, if you had come early enough, It's too late. If thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus saw her weeping, are you weeping? Maybe you look back at the year that is just expiring, and for you, it's been one of the difficult years you've ever had to live. You are weeping. Weep no more. Weep no more. Weep no more. The Lord will restore. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping with which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said unto him, "Lord, come and see." Show the Lord the problem. Show the Lord the problem. Jesus wept. Jesus wept. In all their afflictions, he was also afflicted. We do not have a high priest who cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Because he was in all point tempted as we are. And Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone. Remove the limits and the limitation. Take ye away the stone." Erase that T from that word can't. Change that language from Enosa to Osan. Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh." Martha, limits the limits. "By this time he stinketh, for he has been dead 4 days." This situation is beyond redemption. What can God do? Is it not too late? No, God is never too late. He's never too late. He will not be too late. Life would have been boring without problems. You heard me right. Life would have been very boring without challenges. Look at all that the world, did. All the inventions and the things that came up during COVID. Things we had not imagined. Problems are a fact of life. They may come. Tribulations will come. Christ said, "In this world, you will have tribulations." But God sometimes destroys the nest of his people, the comfort zone of his people, so he will teach us how to get out of our comfort zone, and he will teach us how to fly. That is what the eagle does to the eaglets. They are always there. The eaglets are always there in the nest. And the mother eagle is always bringing food. A time comes that the eagle deliberately destroys the nest. They have not learned to fly before, but that will be the occasion to learn how to fly. I pray God will take you out of your comfort zone. He will take you to something higher, something better. You will progress. He will lift you up. Don't focus on the limits. He will make a way where there is no way. The fact that we are in God's will does not mean we will enjoy immunity from hindrances and limitations. The Lord didn't expect Moses to magnify the Red Sea above him. Neither did he expect Joshua to magnify the Jericho wall about God. You know, it was God who has sent them on that journey. But it was a Red Sea. And sometimes when we come across the Red Sea, then we say, ah, it is not the will of God. If it is the will of God, we will not have Red Sea. If it is the will of God, the Jericho wall will not be there. No, sometimes and often. It is when we are in the will of God that we face more opposition from the enemy. And when they come, it's just a testament to the fact that we are in the will of God. A great door, effectual door is open to me, but there are many adversaries. Limit the limits. Stop magnifying problems and challenges above the power of God. Magnify your God above any limitation, whether imagined or real. Lena Roosevelt tells us that you must do the thing you think you can't do. The thing you said, it's difficult. It's hard. And don't listen to the stories of others who failed, who tried and failed. You say, ah, this thing, don't try you. I tried, it didn't work. The fact that it didn't work for them does not mean it will not work for you. Go. If the Lord says go, go. Limits. The limits. Before we pray, we look at trusting the mighty and awesome power of God. That's all we need to do. That's all God expected Moses to do, not his own adequacies, not his own abilities, just trust the mighty and awesome power of God. In Jeremiah chapter 32, the verse is 17. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. I pray this language of Jeremiah will be your own in the new year. Ah, Lord God, whatever challenge, whatever difficulty, whatever problem is frightening you, you go to God and say, ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth. You made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm. And there is nothing too hard for you. This should be your language. This should be your prayer. You have made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out arm. And there is nothing too hard for you. It is looking back to what God has done and trusting him to handle your own situation. Trust the mighty and awesome power of God. Whatever happens and doesn't happen, it never fails. Jeremiah went to God with this, and the Lord responded in verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God speaks the language we speak. When we say, yes, Lord, the Lord will say yes to us. Behold, I am the Lord God, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? But you're asking, but God, can God handle this one? Yeah, I know he can hear me, but can God give me this one also? Is there anything too hard for me? Obviously, no. That should be your trust. That should be your faith. That should be your confession in the new year. Let's journey on as we read Luke. The chapter is 1, and our verse there is 35. Luke 1, verse 35. And the angel answered, you remember what Mary had said? How can this be? I don't know a man. Her limitation. And the angel answered and said unto her, Mary, that is not your business. That is not your cup of tea. That is not your beef. The angel of the Lord answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that Holy Ghost which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, the Lord is giving us, gave Mary his track record, and by extension, giving you and me his track record. Behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. Why did God add old age? So we will know that the impossible is possible with God. She has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren at old age. Sarah, barren at old age. She has also conceived a son in her old age. And the reason is verse 37. For with God, nothing means no thing shall be impossible. With God, when God is in the picture, there is nothing like impossibility. And when Mary caught it, she dropped the limitation and she confessed. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me. That's your prayer. However weak and small your faith is, whether you have seen it happen or not happen before, no virgin had ever conceived in Mary's day, no track record, but she believed. She trusted in the mighty and awesome power of God and said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. When you open the scriptures and you go back to all the promises we have been reading and have read, and you say, God, this is your word, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. In verse 45, this has been our theme for the year. Verse 45, and blessed is she. Blessed is she, blessed is he that believed in the awesome and the mighty power of God, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. You will believe and you will receive divine performance in Jesus' name. In Isaiah 43. Let's listen to the Lord speak to us there. Isaiah 43. Our verse is 18. The Lord says, remember ye not the former things, whether they are successes or failures, remember ye not the former things, the former failures, defeats, regrets. Remember ye not former things, neither consider the things of old. Those who cleave and cling to the old cannot receive the new. Those who are stuck to the old cannot embrace the new. Behold, I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Now, shall ye know it? And listen, if you think, ah, God, what can you do in a wilderness? You are putting the limit there. God, what can you do in a desert where there is no water? That limitation is in your mind. The Lord says, hey, I am over and above any limitation. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, and the dragons and the owls, because I give waters. I give Not I gave. That's our comfort. That's our hope. I give. And you say, well, this is Bible story. The Lord says, I give. If you believe that God is still alive, he says, I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people. To give drink to my people. May the Lord satiate that thirst and hunger to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people, do you belong to this people? This people, the people of God, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. That's why I'm going to make, you know, away in the wilderness, these people, they shall show forth my praise. Now listen to verse 22. But thou hast not called upon me. But thou hast not, I have given the promise, but you are not calling. Say, God will do it. But you are not praying. You are not rehearsing the promises in his ears. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. While I prayed, I didn't see anything. I am tired. The language will change from your mouth. Thou hast not called. Call, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. But thou hast not called upon me. Let's make the year a year of prayer. Not only when we gather, but in our closet. Thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Don't be tired. God can't help me. I'll help myself. You are weary. Oh, no. The impossible is possible with God. We can't make progress when we stay in our comfort zone. We need to break through. You can't have breakthrough if you have not broken through any limitation and barrier. There is no breakthrough. Then what did you go through? It means there is a hindrance, and you where there is no way, God will make a way. Break through that wall, that Jericho wall, that Red Sea. Why are you crying? Go forward. That's the word of God. Don't focus on problems. Focus on the power of God in the new year. Don't look at how big the problem is. Look at how big your God is. The power of God can open and dry up every threatening Red Sea, every impenetrable Jericho wall, however fortified it seems to be. The power of God can decimate it. Can reduce it to rubble. Limit the limits. And lean on the everlasting arms of God in the new year. And Thomas Edison, you remember that man? He says, our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is to try just one more time. Just one more time. One more time. One more time. And that man kept trying. Before he gave us the bulb, he kept trying. He just said that he only found 10,000 ways things will not work. But eventually, what if he stopped? Let's keep trying. Your power plus the power of God. God will make a way. Let's read this in John chapter 11, verse 39. John 11, verse 39. Back to the Martha, Mary, and Lazarus story. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. I don't know your own stone. Your own limitation you have put on yourself. Take ye away the stone, Martha. The sister of him that was there said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead for 4 days. Limit the limitation. Jesus said unto her, and by extension, you and me, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, if thou wouldest believe, if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? That's the question to you and me. The limitation is only in your mind. Didn't I tell you, Martha, that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Remember, she is still seated interceding for you and me. Your prayer plus his prayer will bring the glory down. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice. He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Anything that is dead and deadened, however stinking the problem is, the Lord Jesus speaks to that problem and says, come forth, come alive, because his power overpowers that limitation. And he that was dead came forth. Every dying thing is coming forth. Remember, it's divine restoration. Bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin, Jesus came unto him and said unto them, loose him and let him go. Loose that vision. Loose that dream. Loose that project and let him go. There is no lion in the way. It's only in your mind. It imagined. Limits the limits. Pastor, please take it up.
Brethren, we have listened to the word of God, and it is time to pray now. I want you to position yourself to pray. We need to limit our limits. We need to count our count. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Assumption will not hinder us in 2024. Exaggeration of challenges, of limits, will not hinder us to possess our possession. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. We have listened to the word of God. The slothful said, there is lion on the way. He is in his house. He has not gone out, but he is saying, inside the house, there is lion on the way. And there is no lion. It's just an imagination, an exaggeration that can hamper the development, breakthrough that the Lord has purposed for our life. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord, that we will not give chances to exaggeration, assumption in the year 2024. Brethren, I want you to commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. This is the hour of determination. This is the time that you will speak to yourself and speak to the year 2024. This is the time that you made up your mind how you will journey in 2024. You need to limit your limits. It is not the limitation that will control you. You cannot assume that your limitation is greater than God. God is the creator, is greater than all. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. The word of God has come so direct, pungent, clear, plain, and is enough to make us walk through the year successfully. I want you to commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. God help me. God help me. God help me. God help me. I will not be a slothful in the year 2024. Spiritual slothful. Secular slothful. Financial slothful. That is lion on the way. Where is the lion? It's just an imagination. No lion, but it is an imaginary lion. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Brethren, this, if we can conquer our mind, we will conquer the world. If we can conquer all the deception of life, we will conquer the world. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. The word of God has come. It has come with power. It has come with direction. It has come with authority. All the things that can hinder us in the year 2024, the Lord has exposed. What a great privilege that we have in the presence of the Lord. The Lord has exposed everything that wants to stand on our way. Begin to stand on them. Don't let your limitation stand on you. Stand on your limitation. Crush your limitation. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. That I will overcome. In this year 2024, I will be an overcomer. It is not situation that will control my life. It is not situation that will control my lifestyle. It is not situation and circumstances that will control me. I will be led by the word of God. I will follow the will of God. I will follow the path of God. I will not allow imagination, exaggeration to hinder me. I will not blow things beyond proportion in the year 2024. Any challenges, I will not blow it beyond proportion in the mighty name of Jesus. There is lion on the way, but there's no lion. Some people will be saying, oh, I'm dying, and they are not dying. God has given them life. He has given them strength. They are just blowing their health situation beyond proportion. Many are blowing their financial situation beyond proportion. Many are blowing their ministerial situation beyond proportion. Many are blowing their family situation beyond proportion. But year 2024, we are not taking chances. We will not blow things beyond proportion. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. That God will help me. I will listen to the word of God. I will follow the word of God. Our overseer has told us about the man, great man called Moses. And we have learned a lot from him today. And I want you to think and reflect on the life of Moses. Moses said, Lord, I can't. The Lord said, Moses, you can. Moses said, Lord, I can't. The Lord said, Moses, you can. Because I'm the one that created your mouth. I created the tongue. I'm in control of all situation. I know your situation before I give you the assignment. Pastor told us, if your assignment is walkover, then you will not see the power of God. You will not see what God can do. You will not see what God can do through your life. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. You will not use your complaints to miss the will of God, plan of God, purpose of God, will of God for your life in the year 2024. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Moses said, I can't. All the I can't, erase them from your dictionary. Don't let them exist. Don't let them come to life in the year 2024. Always you can. I can do all things. Put your name there. Sunday, you can do all things. Through Christ who strengthens you, I can do all things in the year 2024. All things, all spiritual things. I can do all spiritual things in the year 2024. I can do all my family, maternal, marital, situation, in the year 2024 because God is in me. God said, I can and I can. God said, I can and I will. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. What are the limitations you are envisaging already? Are you saying this death will kill me? This trouble will kill me? You have not been in year 2024 and you are visualizing already. You are imagining already or swimming in death, swimming in sicknesses, swimming in diseases. That is not the plan of God for your life. That is not the purpose of God for your life. Limit all your limitation. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. The Lord is calling you tonight. The Lord is calling you, your attention to all these limitations. Don't blow your limitation beyond proportion. Don't say, I cannot, when the Lord said, you can. The Lord gave Aaron to Moses. The Lord gave Aaron to Moses, and Aaron became torn in the flesh of Moses. May you not get Aaron that will become torn in your flesh in the year 2024 because of your complaint. May you not get Aaron that will stand on your way and hinder your ministry and effectually cut your ministry short in the year 2024. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. God, I can do all things through you. I can do all things through you. Say it. Let Satan hear it. Say it to yourself. Say it to the world. Say it out loud. I can do all things. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, I can do all things. Through Christ who strengthens me, the Lord will strengthen you. You can do it. I can do it. You can do it. All together we can do it. We can make things happen. In the year 2024, we can move the mountain. We can cross the waters to the sea for the sake of Christ. We can preach the gospel. We can move around. We can conquer. We can overcome in the name of Jesus. Joblessness, no, don't say there is lion on the way. No joblessness on your way in the year 2024. Look for them. They are nowhere to be found. Joblessness is nowhere to be found. Death, look for them. They are nowhere to be found. The Lord will make a way. The Lord will do a new thing for you in the year 2024. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. I can do all things. 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 Through Christ who strengthened me. Receive that strength. Receive the strength to overcome in 2024. Receive the strength to overcome, to have breakthrough in the year 2024. Receive the strength to move on in the year 2024. Receive the strength to do the will of God and to do it perfectly in the year 2024. I can do all things. Brethren, there's no lion on the way. It's just an imagination. It's just an imagination. The just an imagination. Proclaim, I will not be a slothful in the year 2024, folding my hands and crossing my leg, and say there is lion on the way, and say there is lion on the way. The weather is bad, I will not go out today. No, that is the will of the slothful. Tell the Lord I will not be a slothful, because I've received strength tonight not to be a slothful in the year 2024. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. A slothful is not far from procrastination. They are two jolly friends. They walk side by side. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. I will limit my limits. I will limit my limits. I will limit my limits. You shall not be disturbed. You shall not be disturbed in the year 2024. You will cross over with clean pass, with clean pass, and you cross through the year with clean pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. Let us commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. You are still doubting. You are still doubting. Maybe European language, maybe, maybe not, I'm not sure, so. Hey, the Lord said it's not a year of so. 2024 is not a year of so. It's not a year of maybe. It's not a year of maybe. It's a year of certainty. It's a year of account. It's a year of certainty. It's a year of possession, of our possession. It's a year of divine restoration. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Receive the strength of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I receive my strength to do all things through Christ who strengthens me in the year 2024. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell the Lord, I am crossing over. In your name, I am crossing over. By your power, I am crossing over. In your strength, I am crossing over. By your wisdom, I am crossing over. By your grace, I am crossing over. By your power, I am crossing over. By your strength, I am crossing over. I am crossing over. I will cross over into January. From January to February. From February to March. From March to April, from April to June, from June to July, I'm crossing over. From July to August, I'm crossing over. You will cross over throughout the year. Cross over in prosperity. Cross over in peace. Cross over with the power and the might of the Lord. You can do all things. Through Christ who strengthens you, the strength of the Lord is in you. The power of the Lord is in you. You are unstoppable. Satan cannot even stop you. In fact, oppression cannot stop you. Challenges cannot stop you. Economic breakdown cannot stop you. Situation that are not palatable cannot stop you. You are crossing over. The Lord is putting a new song in your mouth. The Lord is putting a new song in your mouth in the year 2024. You are singing a new song already. A new song of victory. A new song of victory, a new song of praise in the year 2024. Sickness famous, affliction famous, oppression famous. I'm well able to do the work of my Father. I'm ready to walk while it is day in the year 2024. Because night cometh that no man can walk, I am well able to walk. I am well able to come. Give me this mountain in the year 2024. I want to take this mountain, challenge it that beyond my ability, challenge it that beyond my capacity, challenge it that beyond my imagination. Because I can, because I can, because I can. The Lord has crossed your account. It is cross. It is crush. It is cross. It is crush. By the power of the Lord. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. This year, no weakling. This year, no weakling. We shall clean over. No wolf shall be left behind. We shall serve God together. We shall serve God together. No wolf will be left behind. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. The same Moses. The same Moses that complained. The power of God was so much on him. And when he complained again, the Lord said, well, I'm going to show you something. Gather all the elders together. And the Lord was taking from the power that was upon him. He was distributing to the others so much that Eldad and Medad that was not in the camp, the power of the Lord also fell upon them. The Lord has given you all the resources, all the strength, all the grace to survive in the coming year, in the year 2024. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Pray, 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 pray. What a privilege to pray into the new year. What a great privilege to pray into the new year. What a great privilege to pray into the new year. What a great privilege to pray into the new year. I'm crossing over. I'm crossing over. I'm crossing over. I'm crossing over in the name of the Lord. By the power of the Lord, by the grace of the Lord, by the wisdom of the Lord, by the strength of the Lord, by the authority of the Lord, I'm crossing over in the peace of the Lord. I'm crossing over in the prosperity of the Lord. I'm crossing over in the joy of the Lord. I will have joy of service. I will not be a dullard in serving the Lord in the year 2024. I will serve God with joy, with joy, with joy. The joy of the Lord will overflow in me. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. It is time to begin to count down. We are counting down into the year 2024. And I will invite our pastor now to pray for us into the new year. We are counting down now. We are counting down now. We are counting down now. You are welcome, Pastor.
Let's continue to pray. Limits the limits. You have 9 minutes and you'll be there. Pray yourself into the new year. Ask for grace and strength. Remember, the impossible is possible with God. Remember, with God, all things are possible. Remember, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Receive strength and grace to move on and march on. Every opposition, every challenge, every hindrance imagined or real, you can with the power of God. 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 Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. You can and you will. You can and you will. Said I not unto thee, mother, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Blessed is she that believed. Blessed is she that believed. There shall be a divine performance. There shall be a performance of all those things. Limit the limits. Don't be bogged down by hindrances and impediments. Move on. Move on. Move on. Break the hindrances and go through to have your breakthrough. You can't have a breakthrough if you have not broken through anything. Pray. Pray. Pray that God will see you through. He can and he will. He can and he will. He can and he will. I can do all things. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. I can. I can. I can. Don't be weary. Don't be weary. Don't be weary. The Lord has given the promise that he is able to make a way in the desert. Don't be weary of the Lord. Don't say, I tried that before, it didn't work. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Are you calling? Although you are sleeping. It's just 5 minutes and you will be there into the new year. Pray. Thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Don't be weary of the Lord. These people have I formed for myself. You are not a creature of accidents. The Lord purposely formed you for his own glory. And if it's not glory you are seeing in your life, why are you weary of me? You have no call for that glory. Lord, let it be the year of your glory upon my life. The year I will show forth your praise. Do a new thing. exceed my expectations. You are able to do exceeding abundantly, abundantly above what I am even asking or thinking. The limitation is only in your mind. You see, nobody has tried this before. No immigrant has ever been in this position before. That is not your problem. The power of the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. It is not your business. Ah, Lord God. Ah, Lord God. Ah, Lord God, thou hast formed. You have made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. There is nothing, 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 nothing too hard for you. The hardness is only in your mind. Rehearse it in the ears of God. Lord, this is your word. Honor your word. Honor your word. I am limiting the limitations. I am changing my language from can't to can. I can. With your power, with your grace, with your strength, I can and I will. Stop looking at Pharaoh and his chariots. It's all for God's glory and honor. He just wants to be honored. Don't say this problem is big, because your testimony will be bigger than that problem. I will be honored. I will be honored. I will be honored. I will have honor. Don't look at the Red Sea. Stop magnifying the Red Sea. Make your God big. 2 minutes and you will be there. Pray yourself into the year. God, sound health for me, grace for service. Keep me all the way through, from the first day to the very end. Go with me. Let your presence go with me. Let your presence go with me. Let your presence go with me, Lord. Give me of your promise rest. Give me of your promise rest. Give me of your promise rest. He can and he will. He can and he will. He can and he will. In a minute, you will be there. Pray. Grace. Strength. Grace. Strength. Grace and strength from above. He can. He will. He can. He will. He can. He will. He is able, more than able, to do what concerns you today. More grace and strength. More grace and strength. More grace and strength. More grace and strength. Sound out. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You crossed over. You crossed over. You made it at last. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From this day will I begin to bless you. That's the promise. Praise the Lord. He has ushered you into the new year. You are in 2024. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Great things he has done. Great things he has done. Lord, from this day, begin to bless me. Let all the promises, let all the promises, let everything you've said concerning me, do as you have said. 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 A year of service, a year of progress, a year of service, a year of progress, a year of service, acceptable service, acceptable service, acceptable service, reverential service to you, a year of service, a year of service, a year of service unto you, a year of acceptable sacrificial service unto you, another year, another year with you, another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of your divine presence, divine favor, another year of your mercies, of your faithfulness, of your grace, of gladness, of your countenance shining upon me, another year of leaning upon thy breast, another year of trusting, of quiet, of quiet, of quiet happy rest. My presence will go with you from this first day. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. 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 Oh Lord, today that day might fall. Let the showers begin to fall. Let the showers begin to fall. The showers of blessings you promised. The showers of promise of blessings you promised. Today that they might fall. From this very day. A year of service. A year of love. A year of holier work. Let it be. Let it be, O Lord. Let it be. Let it be, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we adore your holy name.
Hallelujah.
You are a faithful God. You are a faithful God. You are a kind God. You are the promise fulfiller. You are the way maker in the wilderness and in the desert. You said you would do a new thing. You said you would do a new thing. That is your word, and we trust that you will honor your word. From this very hour and this day, oh Lord, the promised showers of blessing, may they begin to fall upon us. May we begin to see your glory. Lift everyone represented on this platform, over and above our imaginations, all the limitations of the past, all the fear of the past, all the imaginations of the past, we have thrown them away. They are crushed out of our lives. And Lord, you've told us that your power is greater. It is awesome. There is nothing that is too hard for thee. What we think cannot happen, with your power, it is possible. The impossible is possible. The impossible is possible. Lord, I pray every situation, every case, seemingly hopeless case presented before you, whatever your people have tabled before you this morning, whatever they have tired about, whatever they are crying and weeping about, dear Lord, hear. Dear Lord, listen. Dear Lord, grant speedy answers to your people in the name of Jesus. Let the divine restoration begin here and now. From this very first day, Lord, you will begin to bless and fulfill all your promises concerning us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we will enjoy sound health. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That is your word. That is your promise. Lord, honor it to your glory in the name of Jesus. We will live to see the end of this year, if you tarry, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless us. Shower your blessings upon all of us, from our children to our youths, adults, every man, every woman represented here, Oh Lord, bless us and make us a blessing, as you promise in the name of Jesus. Lift us up, lift us up, lift us up where we belong. May we begin to show forth your praise as promised. Take glory, Father. Take glory, Son. Take glory, Holy Ghost. For an answered prayer, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.